Alicia Zuckerman, editorial director for WLRN, what story this year struck you as the most bizarre?
Well, in a way, for me, the weirdest story of 2013 was a story that ended up not even really happening, which was the fact that two mayors in Miami-Dade County were set to square off against each other in an MMA fight, a mixed martial arts fight, for charity. It was going to be the mayor of Miami Lakes, Michael Pizzi, and the mayor of Hialeah, Mayor Carlos Hernandez. And the reason that the fight didn't happen is that the mayor of Miami Lakes was arrested on bribery charges after an FBI investigation, which is in and of itself very South Florida, unfortunately. But the funny thing is that the Hialeah mayor, Carlos Hernandez, was so disappointed, he actually said that he felt like he was a bride being left at the altar, and now he's hoping to be able to square off against another mayor in the county.
Reporter Kenny Malone, what do you think was the weirdest story to come out of 2013?
The weirdest story of 2013, without question, happened at the very beginning of the year when Florida inadvertently, almost definitely violated the Geneva Convention. Now, you may know that Canadians are very important to Florida, but you might not know just how important Canadians in particular are. They are by far the state's most dedicated international visitors. And so it was a big deal when they started clamoring about a law that Florida had sort of quietly passed in 2012, whereby they would need an international driver's license to drive in the state of Florida. And that's a big deal because those Canadians, on average, stay 20 nights per visit when they come to Florida, so many of them are driving. And it turns out that, as part of the Geneva Convention, it was illegal to require anything other than the country of origin's driver's license. And so it's very possible that the state violated the Geneva Convention and quickly backpedaled on that law. And there's even a great, almost apology from Governor Scott after he had signed the repeal of that law.
So it turns out we Americans actually do care what Canadians think about us.
Not only do we care what Canadians think about us, we listen and we change our policies based on it.
And last but not least, our afternoon anchor, Kelly Mitchell.
I was tremendously sucked in by the Ringo Starr photograph that was supposedly taken in 1964 when the Beatles were in Miami. And it shows a car full of kids, I think around six of them, in a convertible. And he snapped the picture of them trying to get the picture of him. And so he went on this all-out search to try to find out. He wanted to meet these kids finally. And he wanted to know where in Miami they might be. And we ran with it. We put the photo on our website. We ran it in our newscast, hoping that somebody would know who the kids were. Turns out, it was in New York. And the only thing I can think of is, how do you mistake New York from Miami? Oh, it was the 60s. Nobody remembers anything correctly.